Namandava Tsunamandava 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 Tsunamandava. Today I'd like to begin my talk with a reading from the Wasan of Shinran Shonin, Shinran's hymns of reverence and praise, composed in Japanese to be easily understood by the people of his time. ここでは、Shinran Shonin の高僧和さんからご参拝をいただきたいと思います。I invite you to join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。釈迦弥陀は慈悲の部も衆従に善行方便し、我らが無常の信心を発起せしめたまいけり。Shakyamuni and Amida are our father and mother, full of love and compassion for us, guiding us through skillful means, they bring us to awaken the supreme 信心。
Shakyamuni 仏と阿弥陀仏は私たちの父母である。私たちに愛情と慈悲をたくさん持って、いろいろな優れた方法によって私たちを導かれて、本当の仏様の御教えを信じる心を起こさせます。と、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。
Good morning, everyone. Ohayou gozaimasu. Oh, minasan, kyou genki desu ne. Everybody's got good genki today. Chicken, turkey power, right? Did you all have a nice Thanksgiving? Yes, yes, that's very good. Is anybody here enjoying a few days off from school? Yeah, I got a little time off from school. So now we're getting into the holiday season, right? Where you get lots of breaks from school. Yeah, Moana?
I got a whole week off.
You got a whole week off? Oh my gosh, in my day we only got 2 days off. Yeah. We had to go to school on Christmas Eve too. But times have changed, I hear, right? Right? Do we have any college students here home on break? No? No, sometimes we see college students home around Thanksgiving. So we're getting into that time where we have some breaks from school, and children of all ages who are normally off at school, either at college or in school every day, they're around the house, right? Hanging around the house during the break from school. They're at home in their parents' house, spending time in a very comfortable place. And so today we're continuing our talks about gifts that we can give people, even if we don't have any money or stuff. And one of those gifts we can give is a helpful body, a helpful and respectful body. So can you think of some things that you can do around the house to be helpful, to give a gift to your family of being helpful, having a helpful body? Think of something you might do around the house to help out. Any ideas?
Dishes.
Okay, very good. You can certainly do the dishes. Anything else? Yeah? What? You can cook. Do you know how to cook? Wow, that's great. That's great. Anybody else have some things? How about vacuuming? Anybody know how to use a vacuum cleaner? Yeah. When I was a kid, my job was to do the vacuuming around the house. I thought it was kind of fun. So there's, you know, we can do all kinds of things here. Where I'm from, at this time of year, there's already snow on the ground. So you can shovel the driveway. Okay, here we don't have snow, but you can still, sometimes you still have to even mow the lawn in November, which is kind of unusual for me, because you can't mow the snow, right? So there are all these things that we can do around the house to be helpful, to give a gift to our family of a helpful body, right?
まあ子供が学校の休みによって家にいるんですね。で、家にいる時もいろいろ手伝いはできます。その手伝いというのは体のお布施、家族に優しいことをあげるということですね。贈り物みたいに お母さんに手伝いをしたら、お母さんが素晴らしい贈り物をもらったような喜びの気持ちがありますね。
So why do you do these things? Why do you help around the house? Because your mom says so? Yeah, yeah. Maybe, but maybe sometimes you just do things to be helpful, right? You do things to be helpful. And do you do it to make your mother love you? No, no, because you know your mom already loves you, right? Your parents already love you, even if you don't help out, but they sure wish you would. But when you help out, that you don't do it to make them like you more. You do it because you appreciate everything they do. You appreciate how busy your mom is every day, or your dad is, or your grandma, or whoever you live with. And you say, oh, I want to be helpful. I want to do something kind. And I want to make our house a nice place. I want to make our house clean so everybody feels comfortable. I want to make my mom happy so that everybody in the house can be happy, right? Because if mom's not happy, is anybody happy? No. If mom's happy, generally everybody can be pretty happy, right? そして、まあ、家で手伝いをするというのは、じゃあ私がこのバキュームをしたら、掃除機をかけたり、お母さんがもっと私を愛するとか、そういう気持ちはないでしょ。なんかお母さんがいつも頑張ってるから、じゃあちょっとでも手伝いましょうという気持ちがあって、感謝ですね。感謝の気持ちもあって、この家をきれいでみんなが過ごしやすい場所を作ろうという気持ちでするんですね。 So when you're done helping out, what else do you do at home? If you're home on a break, so you're home from school all day long, what are some of the things that you do around the house?Watch TV? Watch TV? Anybody here play video games? Yeah? Yeah, you play video games? Yeah? How about you? What's that? What? Yeah, yeah. You play, what's that?
Wii U.
Wii U?
Wii U.
Wii U, what's that? Is it kind of like a video game?
No, it's a
game console. Okay, so you play games, you do things that you relax and feel comfortable. Okay, so even when I go home, I'm a grown up, right? I may not look like it, but I am. Okay, so I'm a grown up, and when I go home, I try to be helpful around the house a little bit. して、まあ、私は大人になっても家に帰って、まあ、手伝いをしようとします。でもゆっくりするのも楽しいですね。But I also like to relax. I like to plop down on that sofa that I used to sit on in high school and relax. And so for me, there's nothing that's quite as comfortable as going back to my parents' house where they live and plopping down on that old familiar sofa, maybe reading a book or watching some TV. So it's something that I just feel totally comfortable and relaxed there. Like that's just the best place for me to be. And so when I think about that feeling of kind of plopping down and just feeling totally relaxed at home, in your parents' home, I'm reminded of a very famous story that we have in our Jodo Shinshu tradition. A story of a man who had a very special and deep understanding of the Buddha's teaching, and his name was Shoma. Shoma. Has anyone here heard of Shoma before? He's called a Myokonin, or a very kind of special person who lived in the Nembutsu teaching. And so Shoma really loved to go to the temple. And sometimes he would go to the temple after he'd been working very hard. He was a farmer, worked very hard. And so he came back and he came to the temple and he walked in and he just sprawled out on the floor. Just sprawled out and relaxed. Okay? Just, you can imagine, there's a place very similar to this. So you can imagine if somebody came in here, Mr. Saiki just came up to the front here and just lied down on the front of the floor, just kind of propped his feet up and maybe put his feet up on here and just relaxed. And how do you think the other people would respond? How do you think? Yeah. What do you think Mrs. Mukai would have to say about that? Right? Right? And so that's the other people were like, Shoma, what are you doing? What's gotten into you? This is the temple. You're supposed to act properly. Shoma said, this is my parents' house. This is my mom and dad's house. When you say things like that, it makes you sound kind of like an awkward guest here. You know?
そう、まあ、あの、有名な妙子人の話があるんですね。ショーマという妙子人ですけど、あの、まあ、あの、結構、まあ、よく働いてた方で、でも、寺に帰ったらゆっくりしたという気持ちで、あの、本堂に入って、横になって、本堂の、あの、阿弥陀様の前に横になって、そして、まあ、本当にくつろいだような気持ちでしたんです。でも、終わりの人はとっても信じられないような顔をして、何をしてるのと。またショーマンさん、どうしたの？ショーマンさん、俺は親の家じゃと言ってた。これは私の両親の家ですよと言ってた。あなたがそういうふうに言ったら、なんかちょっと気まずい客さんのような言い方ですね。
So, for Shoma, he felt totally comfortable at the temple because it was a place where he came to hear the Buddha's teaching. And when he heard that teaching, he was reminded that he was okay just as he was.He didn't need to do anything else. He didn't need to be anything else to be accepted in the Buddha's vision of immeasurable wisdom and compassion.
そして、ショーマさんがこういう、まあ、ゆっくりできたというのは、仏様の前でそのままの私が受け入れる。私が何もならないといけないとか、これをやらないといけないとか、それは全然そういう気持ちがなかったですね。
So sitting before the image of the Buddha, Shoma felt totally at home. And I hope that you all feel the same way when you come here to the temple. This is a place where you don't have to do anything special. You don't have to be any different than you are for people to welcome you and to be glad that you're here. At the same time, I appreciate the fact that you don't lie down in the middle of service.I appreciate the fact you all sit up very nicely. I noticed, you know, when you're chanting, you hold your sutra book up, right? Right up here in front of your face. You sit up nice and straight when you chant sutras. When you come up to offer incense, you're not rushed. You walk very respectfully. You stop. You take a little bit of incense. You put it on the incense burner. You join your hands in gassho very beautifully. I've seen all of you do it. You join your hands.And you bow very respectfully before the Buddha. And that's also a wonderful gift that you're giving to all of us. We get to see your beautiful gassho. We get to see you sitting up nice and straight and creating a beautiful place, a beautiful atmosphere for everyone.
そして、まあ、皆さんがあのここに来て、それもありがたいことですね。前の方に来て、お焼香をするときに、きれいに合唱をして、きれいに礼拝を。します。お勤めの時には経本をちゃんと持ってて背筋を伸ばしてお勤めするのはとっても綺麗 な形でみんな喜ぶと思います。
Okay? And so I don't think you do these things to feel accepted. I don't think you do them because you feel like, oh, if I don't do this, people won't like me here at the temple. I think you do it because you feel so happy to be here.Because you appreciate the opportunity to hear the Buddha's teachings because you want to create a nice atmosphere for everyone to come and feel comfortable here together. So this is a wonderful gift that you share with each other. And it's also a gift that we receive from the Buddha. Because the Buddha brings us here. He brings us all together with his wonderful teachings. So it's a gift we receive from the Buddha, but it's also a gift that we share with each other.
でまあ、ここに集まっていただくことも仏様の御教えの導きによってここに集まっているからそれは仏様にいただく素晴らしい贈り物ですね。しかし私たちも周りの人にあげる素晴らしい贈り物ともなっていますね。
So in our modern world, you know, we don't always come together to communicate, right? It's easier and easier for usTo communicate with each other without meeting face to face, isn't it? Can you name some ways you can communicate with someone without meeting them in person? Has anybody here ever written a text message before? Yeah, of course we have telephones with us all the time, text message, emails. Does anybody here use the Skype program? Skype, yeah, maybe you can see your friends, people far away, maybe grandmas and grandpas who live...far away. Sometimes we even do Skype with my wife's family. Her brother lives in Tokyo. And so all the way to the other side of the world, we can see him and talk to them. And that's very nice. It's very wonderful. But there's something really special about when we can go and get together with him. Even though we have to ride on an airplane for 12 hours to get there, it's really nice just to be there together. So I think at this time of year, when we're gathering together with our family members, it's also a special opportunity. You know, we could all get on Skype and have Thanksgiving dinner that way, but isn't it much nicer to sit together around the same table to enjoy the same food? And that's something, an experience we get to have every week when we come here to the temple, right? We get to sit here together, to hear the sound of each other's voices chanting, to see each other offering incense, to smell the incense. So these beautiful services that we have every Sunday are possible because all of you come here. All of you get together and gather here in the Hondo. So you don't need to do that to be a good Buddhist, right? It's not a requirement. So even though you don't have to come here, you do. And that to me is a wonderful thing, something I'm deeply grateful for. 皆さんはここに来ないといけないわけでもないんですけど、ここに来るのは私にとって本当にありがたいです。For me, that is one of the most wonderful gifts of a helpful body or a kind body to come here to the temple to be all together in the presence of the Buddha's wisdom. それは私にとってとってもありがたい体のお布施だと思います。皆さんがここに集まってここに一緒にお参りをするのがありがたいと思います。So in conclusion, I would like to thank you all for the wonderful gift that you share with me every Sunday by coming here, sitting there wonderfully in the pews, chanting with your nice, beautiful voices, gassho-ing and bowing your heads together with me as we offer incense and show our gratitude to the Buddha for the teachings.で、まあ、皆さんがここに毎週のように集まって合唱してお焼香をして大きな綺麗な声でお勤めするのは私にとって本当にありがたい贈り物として感謝していますのでそれでお礼で終わりたいと思います。 This time I invite you to join me in 合唱。 合唱をお願いします。ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ。